That's a record that has become a desert island disc for a lot of music fans, Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. The band's guitarist and vocalist David Gilmour has just released Luck and Strange, his first solo album in 9 years, and notably, David has said that Luck and Strange is the best album he's made since Dark Side of the Moon. But as he shared with me, his intentions with the record were very much rooted in the present.
A lot of elements from this are just starting from a fresh standpoint that I would describe as being liberated in some way. And that's not to say that I'm not full of pride and joy with all the long career and the things that have happened in the past. But my focus is definitely looking forwards.
It's Matt Wardlaw, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to talk with David about the new album, and he will preview his upcoming live concerts as well. We'll hear music from Luck and Strange, and also recordings from across his long and legendary career. But let's begin with a song from the new album. This is Dark and Velvet Night. Pink Floyd featuring the legendary guitar work of David Gilmour, and David is celebrating the release of his fifth solo album, Luck and Strange, which is available now wherever you get your music, and it was a real pleasure to speak with David about the record. David's new music once again showcases his unmistakable tone, and he'll be the first to tell you that it's a sound which doesn't require a lot of pedals and effects.
No, I sound like me, and that is a great positive, but it's inescapable. I can't not sound like me. I've always been a bit of an aficionado for pedals, but I don't like to overuse them. It's true. I'm just bang one in when I want a bit more boost or something. You know, half the ones I don't even know what they are that I'm using, to be honest. I have a great tech guy, Phil Taylor, who looks after all those things for me and says, "Try this, try this, try this."
That's the one and only David Gilmour. We're going to hear more from David, as well as more from his newest album, Luck and Strange, in a moment on Ultimate Classic Rock. David Gilmour on Ultimate Classic Rock. That is a track from his 2006 album, On an Island. As David wrapped up touring for that record with his band, he decided that they were playing at such a high level, he wanted to bring them home to do some additional recording in his barn. As David told me, there were some unexpected surprises in store with his plan.
Of course, there were things that hadn't occurred to me was that it was January and the barn's the boards don't even meet and there's howling icy winds blowing through it and it's about 5 degrees below zero. But we managed. Anyway, that was the plan. We did that. There are still 30 or 40 other bits of music, but that one was the first morning. That was the first thing we did. I had that little piece of guitar. I just played bang, bang, bang. I was just listening to that happening, listening to myself playing that and thinking, that's quite nice. And they all gradually, one by one, joined in. And then we played it for 20 minutes. And that is the track. Obviously we've worked on it a bit. We've added bridges, middle eights, choruses. No rehearsal, no second take. It is that. That is the take. And they joined in so naturally. Anyway, yeah, that all came out of that moment.
Now, nearly 20 years later, we can hear the results of David's recording sessions that day in the barn, a moment which would also sadly be the last time that he got to record with his longtime Pink Floyd bandmate, keyboardist Rick Wright. Here is the title track from David's new album, Luck and Strange.
What do you want from me?
It's been 30 years since David Gilmour released The Division Bell with Pink Floyd in March of 1994. We just heard a song from that record, What Do You Want From Me? David has continued to make new music, mostly as a solo artist, and has just released his fifth solo album, Luck and Strange. Tonight, we're speaking with David about that new record and also his career, which continues to have a deep impact with music fans and also his own peers. As Nancy Wilson of Heart shared with me recently, she thinks there's a reason that David is such a special and unique player.
He's one of the rare musicians who is so proficient as a player. He could play any kind of guitar, from slide to acoustic to Strat to Tele to, you know, Les Paul, anything, and make every sound sound completely natural. But his playing is so much like a conversation. There's no showboating with him. He's not showing you how fast he can go. He's talking through his guitar. He's telling a story through his melodic choice of notes. I mean, the most iconic, you know, four notes in history are the beginning of Wish You Were Here, you know, which is like, if you're into music theory, the insane simplicity that's so deceptive to capture.
Classic Pink Floyd performed live by the legendary David Gilmour and his band. We're going to hear more from David coming up on Ultimate Classic Rock. David Gilmour with a track from his second solo album, About Face, which was released 40 years ago in 1984. It is Matt Wardlaw. As we get into the next hour, David will share his thoughts regarding his early solo work. We'll talk about his upcoming live shows and hear more music from his newest album, Luck and Strange. This is Ultimate Classic Rock.